This week we will discuss guidance from elders. Chazal say that one who is knowledgeable in Torah, but did not receive guidance from Talmidei Chachamim, is reckoned an ignoramus, since he has not been taught the principles according to which one should approach Torah scholarship. He is likely to apply incorrectly that which he has learned. In a letter to a certain Elter Chassid, the Friedrich Rebbe pleads with him to farbring with a younger Chassidim. Guidance in Chassidus can only be transmitted from one Chassid to another, just as one candle is lit from another. It has been the practice of Anash throughout the generations to devote time to hearing a rich vart from Elter Chassidim. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, praised this practice and once told me, "This practice has produced true Chassidim. In whom will you find the meaty essence of Chassidus? Only in those who, like humble disciples, cleaved closely to Elter Chassidim, Sheshimshu es Ziknei Chassidim. Their perceptions are distinctively superior. Many think that Chassidus is Haskalah, scholarship. That is a mistake. Chassidus is recognizing how Elikus permeates everything, and this recognition was always brought about through the Elter Chassidim." The Friedrich Rebbe related, Chassidim would often ask Elter Chassidim to explain to them the meaning of the words they had heard from the Rebbe at Yechidus. Reb Hillel Paracher writes, "Whoever wants to walk in the paths of Chassidus must be connected to the tzaddik of the generation, such as the Rebbe. In addition, one needs to have an elder Chassid who will teach him and explain the Rebbe's teachings and Chassidus. This will enable the Chassid to see and hear Elikus." The Tzemach Tzedek would often direct younger Lai to the eminent Chassid Reb Hillel Paracher to be guided in the ways of Chassidus. Reb Hillel, in turn, would entrust each newly arrived younger man to the hands of two elder younger Lai, who, in addition to explaining the basics of Chassidus, would most importantly tell him Sipurim about the Rebbeim and about Chassidim of earlier generations. They would retell each story numerous times until it penetrated the younger man and he knew its details well. They would then ask him what lessons in refining one's midas in Yiras Shamayim and Ashgacha Pratis could be learned from the story. They would urge the younger man to toil, as one does in serious study, to find the lessons, and they would help him in his search. Finally, they would tell him what lessons they had been told by their own madrich, Reb Hillel Paracher. On the first three Shabbosim of a newly arrived younger man, Reb Hillel would relate a sipur in addition to the teachings of Chassidus that he delivered every Shabbos. After the sipur, they would all sing Nigunim and then discuss the lessons to be derived in Avodah of the heart and the mind. Reb Hillel explained the reason for this procedure. The beginning of Avodah is Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem. A person has to offer of himself to Hashem. Those words appear at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. However, in order that one should know that he is an Adam and how an Adam should conduct himself, the Svarim of Bereishis and Shemois, which are mostly Sipurim, come first. The Rebbe Rashab told his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, one must spend time in the close company of elder Chassidim, Reiben sich Arum Elter Chassidim. When I was younger, I would spend time with Reb Shmuel Ber and Reb Chaim Ber during the few weeks that they spent in Lubavitch. I then spent three quarters of a year applying what they spoke about. Reb Groinim, the revered Mashpia in Lubavitch, would invest time and effort to hear what Elter Chassidim had to say, and would go to wherever he could hear a good vart and insightful teaching. Whenever an Elter Chassid visited Lubavitch, Reb Groinim would visit him and listen to what he had to say. One Yom Tov at a Suda with his Chassidim, the Friedrich Rebbe related the following. When a Chassid is actively involved in his Shlichus, he's Mekusher to the Rebbe. His entire being is bound to the Rebbe. He walks like a Chassid, eats like a Chassid, and sleeps like a Chassid. However, this is only true of Chassidim who have a mentor and accept guidance. If, however, one is his own teacher and guide, the above does not apply. The Rashbats would tell the story of a Russian non-Jew who found a pair of tefillin. Grabbing them by the straps, he headed for the market to sell his new metziah. A Yid walking by was shocked to see a non-Jew holding tefillin by the retzuah and dragging the bottom on the ground. He asked him in astonishment, "Where did you get those?" The non-Jew responded arrogantly, "Ya sam sapojnik, I myself am a cobbler," as if to show off his craftsmanship by claiming to have made them himself. The Friedrich Rebbe concluded, "The lesson is self-understood." In the section Current Events, we discuss Reb Yehuda Hanasi, whose yahrzeit is Tesvav Kislev. Reb Yehuda Hanasi, also known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or simply Rebbe, was a fifth-generation Tana. He was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin and the author of the Mishnah. He was born around the year Gimel Tov Tov Tzadik Zayin to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel II. He was a descendant of Hillel and learned from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was very wealthy and greatly revered in Rome. He had a close friendship with the emperor of Antoninus. He passed away on the 15th of Kislev Gimel Tov Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, the year 218 in the Common Era. For many years, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi suffered from bodily ailments due to the following story. Once a Rebbe was teaching Torah in the Beis HaMedrash, a calf being brought to Shechita escaped its master and cuddled under Rebbe's cloak, begging to be spared. Rebbe said to the calf, "Go, for this you were created." Because of this lack of compassion, he suffered. 13 years later, a maidservant was cleaning Rebbe's property when she came across a nest of weasels. She was about to sweep them away, but Rebbe told her to leave them, just as Hashem had compassion for all his creations. After that, his ailments disappeared. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi held a good relationship with Antoninus, the Caesar of Rome. Once Rebbe hosted Antoninus on Shabbos and served him cold foods, which Antoninus enjoyed. Sometime later, on a weekday, he hosted Antoninus again, this time serving him hot food. Antoninus noted that the food he had eaten the previous time had been tastier. Rebbe attributed this to a special spice that the food was missing. Antoninus was curious what spice could be missing that couldn't be obtained this time. Rebbe explained, "The spice is the Kedusha of Shabbos. Do you have some Shabbos to supply?" A story in the section A Moment with the Rebbe. In the year 5727, Tavshin Chav Zayin, a father of a soon-to-be bar mitzvah boy was in Yechidus. On a note he had written prior to entering, he informed the Rebbe of his upcoming simcha. He added as an aside that since Hashem had blessed him with a means, he plans on celebrating the bar mitzvah with great harchava, abundance. The Rebbe replied that harchava could and should be in the ruchnius aspect. The Rebbe's answer made waves, and Anash throughout the world began being more particular with their spending on simchas. Following this incident, one bar mitzvah bacher and his father informed the Rebbe at their yechidus that in light of the Rebbe's directive to have harchava beruchnius, the bacher will be saying two maimarim. The Rebbe awarded them with a broad smile of satisfaction.